Hello and welcome to the Live and Teach Guitar podcast episode 6. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow their guitar teaching business. This episode covers a skill that's a massive part of becoming a successful guitar teacher. I'll even go as far to say that this skill is the most important skill for guitar teachers to learn. The skill I'm talking about is sales. Now before you hit stop and listen to something else, let me explain why sales skills are so important. The stereotypical image that comes to mind anytime somebody mentions the word sales is the sleazy con artist style salesperson. You might picture a dodgy used car salesperson or one of those pushy real estate agents. That's not what sales is about and definitely not what I'll be talking about here. People often have a negative image of sales thanks to the salespeople that abuse their skills. I promise that the skills and techniques you will learn here won't turn you into a sleazy salesperson. In this episode, you will learn how to use sales skills to attract more students and to actually improve the quality of your lessons. In other words, you can use sales techniques to become a better guitar teacher. You may not yet see the connection between sales and teaching guitar, so I'll cover that first. The truth is, everybody is a salesperson, and you use sales skills every day of your life, whether you realize it or not. Almost every time you talk to somebody, you're using some sales skills. As an obvious example, when a prospective student considers taking lessons with you, it's your sales skills that will determine whether they choose you or not. It won't be your teaching experience or qualifications that cause the student to choose you, it'll be your sales skills. As a less obvious example, whenever you teach your student a new idea or technique, you're actually selling to that student. You need to explain why you're covering this new idea and why the student should take the time and effort to actually learn it. The student will only spend time and effort learning things if they feel it will be worthwhile. So your job as a guitar teacher is to first sell the technique to the student or they won't see why they should learn it. Teachers naturally learn this skill over time without realizing what it actually is. So if you're an experienced teacher without realizing it, you will be applying some of the sales techniques I'll be explaining later. The goal of this episode is to get a better understanding of the sales techniques you use every day so you can apply them more effectively. My goal for the end of this episode is to provide you with a simple sales technique that you can apply straight away to improve the quality of your lessons. The second goal for this episode is to use sales skills for the business side of teaching. If you want to gain more students, then it's your sales skills more than anything else that will help you get there. Keep in mind that guitar teachers who are booked out aren't necessarily the best teachers out there. They're booked out because they're effective with their sales skills. My goal is to help you gain more students by developing your sales skills. Let's start by breaking down sales and looking at what it actually is. In its most basic form, sales is finding a need, then fulfilling that need. If you can help a person fulfill their need, you'll make the sale, or in our case, gain a new student. On the other hand, if you can't fulfill their need, you shouldn't be selling to that person at all. As an example, if you can only play guitar, don't try and teach piano or violin because you won't be able to fulfill those students' needs. Likewise, if somebody wants to study classical guitar and you're a rock guitar teacher with no experience in classical music, don't even try and teach that student. You could bluff your way through, but eventually the student will catch on that you don't know what you're talking about and it could impact your reputation. So the main point to remember so far is that sales is finding a need, then fulfilling that need. If you can fill their need, go for it. If you can't, then don't even try. Stick to this general rule and you'll achieve the best results. Let's now look at a simple three-step technique you can use in any situation as a guitar teacher. The first thing we need to do is find out a person's need. Learning guitar actually isn't a need, it's too broad. It's extremely hard to sell to somebody wanting to learn guitar because learning guitar on its own isn't the real need. The real need could be to play guitar in a band, or to compose music, or to learn how to play certain songs. The point I'm making is that your first step when thinking about sales is to figure out what actually drives this person. What's their specific desire for learning guitar? If a prospective student calls you inquiring about lessons, don't make any assumptions on why they want to learn guitar. Find out their exact reasons for wanting to learn it. You might find out that the person has been a fan for a certain band for years and is really keen to learn how to play their songs. It's so much easier to convince a prospective student to choose you with this information, so find out as much as you can. If you can figure out what really drives the person, it makes your job as a teacher a lot easier. You can then make sure that every lesson you give directly relates to the student's needs. This information makes it easier to prepare lessons, to give lessons, and to encourage your student to practice outside of lessons. I'll explain later on how this information is used, so for now, remember that you need to identify the person's specific needs for learning guitar. If you know that you can help that person fulfill their needs, then you can proceed to step two. If not, the best action is to direct them to somebody else that can help them. Don't try and bluff your way through lessons. Focus on your strengths. So step one of this basic sales technique is to identify the person's specific needs. The next step is to take a look at the person's current situation and compare that to their desired situation. As an example, if a prospective student calls you wanting to learn some specific songs, you first need to find out the person's current abilities on guitar. Are they a complete beginner, or do they already know how to play a few songs? Work out the person's current situation. Next, work out what that person's ideal situation is. In this example, the person wants to learn some specific songs. So their desired situation is to be able to competently play those songs. Now here's where things get interesting. The bigger the gap between their current situation and their desired situation, the more motivated that person will be to take action. On the other hand, if the gap between their current situation and their desired situation is only marginal, there won't be much motivation to take action. So your goal as a guitar teacher is to focus on people with the wide gap between their current and desired situations. These are the students that show up to every lesson full of energy. These are the students that practice hard every week. The wide gap causes them to work harder and to take more action. So if you find a complete beginner wanting to shred like Joe Satriani or learn a technically demanding style such as flamenco, you know straight away that not only will these people be far more likely to become your students if you can help them, but they will be far more likely to become hardworking and loyal students. The students with the small gap between their current and desired situations are generally the students who don't practice often and don't seem motivated during lessons. That's because the small gap isn't motivating them. They're almost where they want to be, so they don't need to work as hard. So step two is to identify the person's current situation, their desired situation, and the gap between the two. This is valuable information from a teacher's point of view, as it allows you to easily plan out your lessons. You can even map out on a piece of paper how you plan to take that student from their current situation to their desired situation. Now let's look at step three. Step three is to offer your solution. The truth is that guitar teachers tend to jump towards this step without spending the necessary time in steps 1 and 2. The problem with that approach is that you'll have very little information you can actually use to create a compelling solution. If all you know about the prospective student is that they want to learn guitar, it's going to be very hard to convince that person to take lessons with you. You won't know what really drives them and what they need to learn. On the other hand, if you take the time in steps 1 and 2 and really work out their needs, their current situation, and their desired situation, you will breeze through a solution. When you offer your solution, make sure you relate everything to the person's needs and their desired situation. So if a prospective student wants to learn jazz, talk about how you've helped other students learn jazz and how you can do the same for them. You can talk about the techniques used in jazz, how jazz players improvise, and anything else that's interesting to that person. You know that jazz is their main driver for learning guitar, so focus your solution on jazz. As another example, if you're talking to somebody who already plays guitar but is having trouble improvising, talk about students with similar problems and how you help those students overcome them. Talk about how you will be able to get the student to freely improvise in any key, in any style, all over the fretboard. Focus on that desired situation, map out in that person's mind how you will take them there from their current situation. So let's recap this three-step process. I recommend you write these three steps down as a reminder. Step one is to find out the person's needs. What really drives them? Be as specific as possible and don't make any assumptions. Step two is to figure out the gap between the person's current situation and their desired situation. Work out exactly how you can take that person from their current situation and help them achieve their goals. Finally, step three is to offer your solution. Relate your solution back to the needs identified in step one. Talk about how you will bring that person to their desired situation and what it will be like to get there. So what do you notice about this sales process? It should be clear that it's a very natural way to sell to somebody. You haven't heard me say anything about negotiating or closing the sale or anything else salespeople normally focus on. With this process, you're focusing on the points that really matter. You're not pushing features or sounding like a salesperson in any way. You're simply gaining an understanding of what the person wants to achieve, then explaining how you will help them achieve that. That's exactly what a prospective student wants to hear. They don't want to be pressured by a today-only discount offer or any other sales gimmick. They simply want to find out if you can help them. By using this process, you can clearly demonstrate to any prospective student whether you can help them or not. Okay, now that you have a basic understanding of this sales technique, let's look at a couple situations so you can apply it in your role as a guitar teacher. By the end of this episode, you'll realize how much you actually use sales skills as a guitar teacher. You'll also be able to apply the three-step technique to a wide range of situations and start improving your teaching and sales skills. The first use of this technique we'll look at is to gain new students. This is the most obvious time where sales skills are important. As you know, giving a good first impression can often mean the difference between gaining a new student or not. By applying this technique to your first conversation with a prospective student, you'll create a first impression of a teacher who understands students and who knows how to help those students achieve their goals. I've already given some basic examples of using this technique with prospective students, so I'll do one more thorough example. Let's say a person calls you up randomly to inquire about your guitar lessons. They say they're just after some basic information on your lessons and your rates. The most common approach I've seen is to talk about yourself and how you give your lessons, and then give the person your lesson rates. That's a mistake. It's a mistake because none of that information will directly relate to the person's needs, so it won't motivate them to take action. If you give this information, the person will simply hang up and then compare your rates to your competitors. So instead of giving the caller information, ask questions first. Start with, "What are you looking to achieve with guitar lessons?" or "What do you hope to learn?" That simple question will help you first find out what the person's needs are. Simply ask the caller to tell you why they want to learn guitar. That starts off step one in the process. Listen very closely to what the person says and avoid the temptation to offer any solutions yet. For example, if the person says, "Oh, I want to learn blues," don't say, "That's great because I teach blues." Hold off on any of those comments. At this point, you're simply finding out more about what really drives this person. So when they say, "I want to learn blues," follow up by asking, "So what is it about blues that makes you want to learn it?" Ask plenty of open-ended questions to find out what really drives the person and why they want to learn guitar. Let's say the caller responds by answering, "I like the idea of being able to jam with other blues players." That gives you a clear idea of the person's desired situation, which brings you to step two. You now know that the person ideally wants to be able to get to the point where they can jam with other blues players on the spot. Again, avoid the temptation to offer solutions at this point, because you still need to figure out what their current situation is. This is as simple as asking, "Have you had lessons before?" or "How long have you been learning guitar?" If the person has already started learning guitar, find out what they can and can't do. In this example, let's just say that the person has never picked up a guitar before. That gives you a very wide gap between their current and their desired situations. Moving on to step three is very simple with this information, as you now know their current situation. They know nothing about guitar, the desired situation, they want to be able to jam with other blues players, and you know what drives them, blues. So now you can offer your solution. You can start by saying something like, "I've been teaching beginners how to learn blues for a number of years, and I can definitely show you how to jam with other blues players. Some of my students started off completely new like you, and I worked with them to be able to learn how to improvise, use blues licks, and how to jam with other players." You then continue by talking about what it's like to be able to jam with other players. Remember to focus on their needs and paint a picture of their desired situation being achieved. If you have properly understood the person's needs and understand their current and desired situations, it'll be easy for that person to recognize that you're the ideal teacher for them. Gauge the person's reaction to find out how properly you have understood their goals. If the person sounds enthusiastic with your responses, you know you've properly understood them. Otherwise, go back to step one to properly uncover their needs, because if they don't respond positively, it's because you haven't found their real needs. If you properly understand that person's needs and give them an idea of how you can help them achieve their desired situation, do you really think they're going to continue to shop around for other teachers? Of course not. It's pretty hard to compete with a guitar teacher who understands and applies this technique. With this technique, you're not competing on price or on experience or qualifications. Because if you can properly understand the person's needs and explain how you can help that person achieve those needs, all those other things such as price become less important. If you're looking at gaining new students, practice this technique every time somebody inquires about lessons. Don't feel like you have to sell them, as that will only put pressure on you. Instead, simply go through the three steps. The more times you do this, the easier it becomes. And don't worry about trying to push people to sign up for lessons, because if you properly apply this technique, you won't need to push people because it will be obvious to them that they should start lessons with you. Now let's look at another way you can use this sales technique. You can actually use this technique to solve many different problems with your current students. Let's see how it would work with a student not practicing outside of lessons. If you have a student that doesn't seem to practice outside of lessons, you could easily blame it on a wide number of reasons. But the most likely cause is that you've not properly sold the student on the need to practice. It's your sales skills more than anything else that will determine whether your student practices on their own or not. Let's see how you can apply the three-step process to sell practice to your students. The first step should be easy because you should already know what your current students' needs are. But seeing as the student isn't practicing, it could be a sign that either their needs have changed or you're mistaken on what they are. Simply start by asking the student, "So you've been learning guitar for a while now, what do you want to be able to do with it?" If you get a "I don't know" response, you need to ask more questions to find out what really drives this student. Talk about the different aspects of guitar you've covered in the past and gauge the student's reaction to each topic to find out what seems the most interesting to them. Let's say in this example that the student likes learning licks and riffs, but gets frustrated whenever other topics are covered, such as scales or exercises. So learning riffs is a good starting point, but don't stop there. Always try to go at least one step deeper. You could ask, "What do you like about learning riffs?" Then follow up with, "Do you want to be able to write your own riffs? Or do you want to be able to join a band one day?" Learning riffs on its own isn't a strong need because the gap between the student's current and desired situations will be very tiny. If the student already knows how to play some riffs, learning more riffs isn't a driver. But playing in a band or writing their own riffs can be strong drivers. Let's say in this example, the student wants to join a band. Now you have a desired situation and you know their current situation. So with this information, you can now offer your solution. The goal here is to sell practice as the solution. It's actually very easy to do this with all this prior information. What we're doing is using practice as the way to link the student's current and desired situations together. So you could start by saying something like, "I can help you get ready to join a band. What I'll do is at the end of every lesson, I'll give you a written practice plan. Each plan will help you learn what you need to know to be able to join a band. And if you follow the instructions on the plan I'll give you each week, you'll be able to start jamming with other guitarists and drummers." This way, in the student's mind, instead of seeing practice as just another task they need to complete, it's now the tool they can use to achieve their goal. You can definitely explain your solution in any way you like, as long as the student understands that practice is what will allow them to succeed. In this example, the teacher will give a written practice plan each week, covering different exercises and skills to practice to prepare the student for what it's like to be in a band. It's a very simple solution, but only works because the teacher knows what the student's desired situation is. Let's look at one more simple scenario so you can see how flexible the sales technique really is. In this example, we're going to sell a technique to a student. That may sound a little odd, but every time you introduce a new technique or skill to a student, you're actually selling it to them. So let's say that we have a student who wants to learn a song that uses hammer-ons. You could simply say to the student, "The song you want to learn uses hammer-ons, so let's learn hammer-ons now." That simple sentence links the technique to the student's desired situation. You can go into more detail if you want and explain how hammer-ons are used in countless songs, so by learning it now, the student's going to find it much easier to learn songs later on. It's pretty simple, isn't it? As you already know the student's needs as well as their current and desired situations, you can simply link them all together in a solution in one sentence. If you're unsure of the student's desired situation, then a few more questions is all it takes. But the principle is always the same, regardless of the situation. By now, you should recognize that sales is far more than just trying to persuade prospective students to sign up to your lessons. Every time you open your mouth as a guitar teacher, you're actually selling to them in one way or another. Whether you're selling a new technique, the need to practice, or a challenging exercise, the same three-step sales process can be used to help you get better results. Outside of your lessons, sales skills become far more important. Your ability to gain new students relies on your sales skills. With the technique I've given you here, you won't need to push people and you won't need to feel like you're manipulating people. You're simply finding out exactly what that person wants and then explaining to them how you can help them out. Okay, so I have two tasks for you to apply this information. In your next guitar lesson, pick a technique, exercise, skill, or anything else to sell to your student. Before the lesson, work out how you'll approach the three steps and work out how you will link the exercise or skill to the student's needs in your solution. Then, in the lesson, practice selling the exercise or skill to the student. Don't simply place the exercise in front of your student and say, "This is what we're learning today." Really try to sell it to them so they can see the benefit in learning it. This will greatly improve the quality of your lessons, and you'll find that your students respond positively to this extra effort. The second task is for the next time you receive an email or phone inquiry about lessons. Your task is to remember to apply the three steps during that phone call or email exchange. Get onto step one as quickly as you can and start finding out more about this potential student. You know that your students only learn new skills and techniques when they actually try them, and you're the same. You will only learn from this podcast episode if you actually try to apply the technique given. Listening to me explain this process is very different to actually using it. So make a commitment to take action on the two tasks I've set for you as soon as you can. You don't need to be perfect in your first attempt, you just need to try it. After you complete the two tasks, you can send me an email if you like to let me know how it went and how you felt about it. Check out the PDF for this episode for a summary of the sales technique explained and other tips. The PDF is available at liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-6. If you're a Live and Teach Guitar member, you can email me and I'll be happy to practice this technique with you and give you some scenarios to try out. The content of this podcast is actually part of an upcoming sales course for members, so if you find this technique useful, look out for the course as it will cover more techniques in greater detail. My name is Aaron and thank you for listening to episode 6 of Live and Teach Guitar's podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already, and I'll talk to you next time.